More than 4 out of 5 adults say the coronavirus pandemic has affected their mental health. That's based on a new poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation. But state stay-at-home orders mean people can't attend their regular therapy sessions in person. NPR's Lauren Hodges worked with NPR's Life Kit podcast to figure out the best way to start or continue therapy right in your home.
Therapy, or the goal of finally starting it, may be taking a back seat right now. People can't leave the house and have a lot on their plates. Telecommuting, homeschooling, unemployment. Mental health care seems out of reach if you've lost your insurance or your main source of income.
It's really difficult to feel so powerless, to feel so out of control.
Seth Gillihan is a clinical psychologist in Philadelphia who's moved all of his patient sessions online. He says it's become a necessary outlet as tension builds up at home.
People are on edge and cooped up and without their normal coping resources and access to friends and gyms and things like that. So it's definitely normal and common for nerves to get a little frayed and for people to be shorter with each other.
But how common is it to move sessions online? Crispin Roven is VP of Product at Psychology Today. He says the mental health community is adapting fast.
It looks like every therapist is starting to support online therapy in one way or another.
Therapists are stuck at home too, so they're willing to accommodate. And not just when it comes to location. With millions of people out of work and losing their health insurance, hourly rates are becoming more flexible.
There are therapists that specifically mention discounts or sliding scale applies during this time and are willing to adjust pricing according to financial need.
That's mostly up to each individual. So reach out and ask. Let them know your situation. Another place to search is Open Path Collective, a website with hundreds of professionals that offer rates between $30 and $60 per session. But if even that's out of reach, consider a free or low-cost support group. Psychology Today lists several groups by topic, and most of them have moved online or to conference calls. If your Wi-Fi's out or unstable, there are free 24-hour hotlines you can call. The Health and Human Services Department runs the National Helpline at 1-800-662-HELP. And if you're thinking of harming yourself, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is at 1-800-273-TALK.
We're seeing concern over family life, sleep, career. It's a real assault on people's stability.
Once you get back on track with therapy, Seth Gillihan says to try and work the topic of therapy into those FaceTime happy hours with friends and loved ones. They're probably struggling too.
We're only just realizing all the reasons why it's stressful and all the things that we've lost, realizing that, oh, okay, so pretty much everyone is going through something like what I'm going through, I think is really validating and may even help.
Because even though we're all apart right now, we're definitely not alone. Lauren Hodges, NPR News.
And our friends at Life Kit have a full episode on accessing therapy and other tips for getting through these times in their podcast feed. Just search for NPR Life Kit wherever you get your podcasts.